far as how you were approaching your carries?
I think just I think we took some shots deep that kind of set them back a little bit, and just, I mean, the guys up front. I think everybody's so intimidated and scared of their guys up front on Detroit. You know, I felt the big guys on my team, they just took a challenge. Stepped up. The whole week they talked about just running the ball, giving me different matchups one-on-one. I think not only just myself, but just the backs we do have, I think one-on-one opportunities, we're going to win. I mean, today, that's what happened.
How'd you manage running all that snow, though?
It was tough. To be honest, it was definitely tough. Just the normal footing and traction that we get from just stopping and cutting. Some of them I couldn't really plant like I usually plant on the dime, but it worked out. The guys were giving me so much room. I was, even on some of the tough yards where they were stopping me, I was getting about 4 a pop. So it worked out. It's a mental thing, I feel like. Obviously it's going to be tough because it's the snow and the weather, but you don't think about it when you're running. You know, I think only if you think about it, kind of sets you back a little bit.
So much of what you do is based off of geography. To go north, south, the way you did today, were you surprised by that, or is it something you might adjust to?
People really don't know. They just see just the moves that I make, but I actually like to run between the tackles. It gives me so much different leverage. Don't want to go up the middle, bring it outside, reverse it. You know, so I actually like to run in between the tackles, honestly, you can see your holes, and in this. It's today. Like I said before, just the guys up front, man, they gave me so much room to work. Tons of credit that goes out to them guys. And I think this Nick hitting some balls, completing them, gives you something else to look at. No, you know what? Actually playing all my football in Pennsylvania, this was the worst game I ever played in, weather-wise.
It also seems like you like
the best game, too.
It also seems like you're like hurling over guys. Were you kind of thinking that maybe you wouldn't be able to like land?
Well, I felt like this season really, the guys in the secondary, even linebackers, they're not coming to tackle me. They're throttling me down, waiting for me to cut. I don't know if they're nervous for the shake moves, or they're shooting at my legs. So I'm just anticipating them to shoot. Give them maybe one stick and just hop over them because everybody's trying to cut my legs out instead of, you know, the form tackling, wrapping up, that type of thing.
What's the record? You broke Steve Van Buren's Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm. He's definitely Hall of Famer, one of the best backs to play this game and obviously to play here in Philadelphia. So it means a lot. I think records are meant to be broken, and it's been standing for so long, you know, and he's a guy, if you want to break a record, why not his? He's a guy that put so much work in. And even the touchdown record. So we have some things, some history together.
Did you know he had 196 yards in the blizzard in the NFL championship?
I know now. But it doesn't surprise me, though. I actually watched some tape on him. He's pretty good. Very dominant.
Did you change your equipment any kind of way?
I had the same gear on that I usually play in, my normal gear each week. I actually changed my cleats. I felt like I needed more traction, you know, so I changed them. I actually did it after the warm-ups. A lot of guys changed them, so I just changed it. And if I didn't like it, I'll change it at halftime.
In the first half, did you see this offense take over the way you guys did in that fourth quarter, especially in a game like this? Just how key was it for you guys to just take over and think of the way you guys did?
Just a dogfight. I think the last couple of weeks we've been struggling to close the game out. And it helps when the defense is playing like they're playing. So we had to close the game out. We did well. I think just the guys up front, like I said before, just playing their butts off. And Coach made some pretty good calls today. I know that last one kind of surprised everybody, selling up the sideline. I'd have scored, but he's a vet. So.